Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami, TK Show. Hey, Giants are 5-0 since Buster Posey made some moves a few days ago. Moving on from Lamont Wade Jr., making some other moves, I think. That is a very interesting kind of milestone moment for the first year of the Posey administration running the Giants baseball operations. Also going to have some other things going on here. I spoke to Buster on Saturday morning before the Matt Chapman walk-off victory on Saturday, and also before Sunday's victory, another one-run win over the Braves. So this does not reflect anything that happened in those two games, but the larger picture, Giants have a surplus of pitching at the moment, and might even have more when if Verlander gets back. Will they think about a trade, maybe a pitching prospect, somebody in the minor leagues? They have pitchers there that have value. And I wanted to talk to Buster about what he thought about the pitching, what he thought about what kind of weapon all this pitching could be, the starters and the relievers. Second best team ERA in baseball. Has certainly kept through this 5-win streak. And I think his answer is very interesting. One very interesting reply is when I asked him if the Zach Wheeler trade, which is kind of known in the Giants universe, is a too risky bet that Brian Sabian made to get Carlos Beltran in 2011 when Buster was hurt and didn't really work out, although it certainly understood at the time what they were trying to do. They had a great pitching staff. Carlos Beltran was a proven October hitter. I wasn't against it at all. Zach Wheeler has gone on to have a very, very, very good career, but it wasn't immediate. Certainly wasn't necessarily with the Mets. It's been with the Phillies mostly. And Buster said he loved the trade. So you want to listen to this. We went into the pitching. We went to other subjects, what his message was making those moves that he made. I think it's pretty interesting stuff. So without further commentary, let's get on to the sound file. Me and Buster Posey.
Well, I know you went into the season talking about pitching and defense. I mean, very clear about that. The pitching you've gotten, number two in the league in ERA, just about every single game, you're getting 5-6, almost maybe 7 from your starters. Yeah. You know how good bullpens get. Just how have you evaluated what your pitching's been like this season?
They've been really good. I mean, I think there was high expectations coming in, not only, you know, internally from the front office and the coaching staff, but from the pitchers as well. And they had a great spring training. I feel like JP Martinez did a nice job of kind of setting the tone and establishing who he wanted them to be as a group. And it feels like to me right now, what I'm seeing is, and it's really exciting, is you see Logan Webb go out, throw 6, 7, 8 innings. Next man up wants to do the same thing. So it's a healthy competition that the starters have going. And then you know, you look at our pen, and Outside of Tyler Rogers, it's a fairly young group. So they've done a nice job. Randy Rodriguez really stands out as a guy that we've been able to bring in some really high-pressure situations, and he's been able to get us out of some big jams, and his confidence just continues to grow and grow. Duvall's been great, you know, trying to get Rogers. But, no, it's been a great effort from those guys.
Can you start thinking, projecting, like, this kind of pitching staff, you get into September and certainly October, is a weapon? I mean, do you start to think like that?
Well, I think you do think like that. I mean, because ultimately that's why we're doing this, right? Our goal is to get there. So I think there's two sides of the coin for me with that question. One is yes, I believe and I think most would agree that great pitching is key to the success in October. But at the same time, we got to focus on today as well, right? So it's a balancing act, and you hope that you glean some confidence from knowing that if we get to where we want to go, I feel like we'll be in a good spot, but long way to go, and so try to stay in the day as much as you can.
How much are you in conversation with Bob on, you know, just the handling of this, the handling of the bullpen, or do you just kind of let him do it?
We talk about it daily. I would describe our relationship as far as that goes as me as a sounding board as much as anything. And I've been very clear with him that I'm going to support him on his decisions that he makes. And Bob's one of the best managers in the game. I've got full confidence in decisions and moves that he makes. And there's going to be certain times where it's 50-50 and it's, you know, you go with what your eyes are telling you during the game. And he's, again, one of the best, been doing it for a long time. And I never sit there and think, like, well, I wonder what he's thinking in this situation. Because you know that he's gone through all these scenarios in his head probably a couple innings in advance before he gets there.
I know you've always – we've talked about starting pitching can mean so much to a team. The pitcher can go keep going out there inning after inning. I thought Birdsong might come out after the fourth last night, and Bob puts it back out there for the fifth. Is that something that, like, you encourage or you love to see, or like, how do you describe something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard if you're not in this dugout to get the full picture of what is going on. I'm sure there was conversations that he had with Hayden and said, "How you doing?" He's reading, whether he's saying he's doing great or not, he's reading facial expressions to try to make the best decision. And I think it's a great thing to give a young pitcher that belief and confidence that you can go back out and do it. And it didn't work out the way, you know, Birdie wanted it to. But at the same time, that's hopefully something he's going to learn from, and he'll be able to adjust the next time he's in a similar situation.
Now, obviously, it comes up to – at some point, we're coming up to the trade deadline, and – I don't know if you think of it as having surplus pitchers, given what you also have in AAA, but you do have a number of starters. If Verlander is back, when he's back, that's another one. Is this something that you're like, okay, we just have to start figuring out who we might be willing to talk to, or we have to target what level of player we might want to get, what level hitter? Clearly, there's been some hitting struggles.
Yeah.
Are those discussions beginning right now?
They are. Yeah, I mean, we're talking with the group about different scenarios, and so much to this, Tim, that I've learned just in a short period of time is you spend a lot of time in the think tank and having conversations, but understanding that 99% of those conversations are somewhat irrelevant, but you still have to do the exercise because you want to be prepared if an opportunity does present itself and feel like you're in a place that you can make a sound decision on. So, yeah, there's conversations going on daily.
How leery or careful do you have to be when you're considering trading young pitching?
Well, I think you do. I mean, look, I believe that pitching, especially young pitching, can be, I've seen it, I experienced it as a player, is the foundation of success. So, yeah, it's something that that I think you have to take very seriously, and certainly not be flippant about the value that young pitching has for organizational health.
But yet, I also look at it another way. Like, this is an opportunity. This pitching staff is, it feels like 10, you know, like this pitching staff is getting you to a point where maybe you take a risk because you want to validate that. Is that some part of the conversation too?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's all part of the conversation. And ultimately, I think to get a deal done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's like any type of deal you do. It doesn't matter if you're buying a house or a car. Like, at some point you're going to be probably a little bit uncomfortable with it to get it across the finish line. So keeping that in the back of our mind as well.
Does the Zach Wheeler name get brought up at all in the conversation?
I love the Wheeler trade. I mean, I just think it was such a bold move by Saves. You know, bringing in Carlos Beltran, one of the great hitters in the game. And it was just a signal to the group that he felt like we were in a position to go out and win again. And I don't look at that as a negative, because again, it was the leader of our operation saying, I believe in you guys. And, you know, Wheeler is one of the best pitchers in the game, but it'd be nice if we had a crystal ball and could say that was, you don't know. Nobody knows.
And it took them a while too.
Anybody that says they know, it's always easy to look back on these things years down the road and then overanalyze them.
I know it's all based on who knows, what ifs, but would you prefer to trade from a minor league roster as opposed, I mean, is that the lean, like the guys who are pitching now in the majors, you'd prefer not to give up?
Yeah, I don't know if I would. Number one, I don't know if I would want to say what my preference is at this point. But we're considering all options.
You're talking about sending a message. You make the moves a couple days ago. I know you said you them all wait, so what do you consider a friend to play with them? In a lot of ways, was that you sending a message to Bill?
I think the message, is from us as a group that, you know, it was time to shake it up. I mean, again, we're pitching and we're defense, but the last 2.5 to 3 weeks of offense, we know we're better than that. And the guys need to understand that there's a standard and expectation, and we've got to do better. And they've answered nicely the last few games.
Just a couple of guys can change things. I mean, have you experienced that before? Like, just a little bit of change can just kind of change the chemistry of the ball?
Yeah, I think it can. I mean, to me, Tim, it's the challenge is trying to understand, like, when is that change necessary or good versus bad, right? Because I do believe in continuity as well, but there's also sometimes when, it's necessary to mix it up. So I think for me and for Zach and for Jeremy and for Bob are looking at it and trying to say, okay, how does this, and again, you wish that you could say that you know with certainty how it's going to impact things, but, you know, Dom Smith's done a a nice job in just a few games, and just pro at bats. Johnson with some upside, and Kisner's got a presence behind the plate. So, you know, it's, again, just a few games, but it's been nice to win a few in a row.
That's a question, you know, you probably don't, but it has, I've asked you a version of this. Does this pitching staff, this team, remind you of kind of the things that were happening in 2010? Just lining up those guys night after night after night.
Yeah, I think there's some similarities. I mean, I'm always cautious to – I always like to appreciate the past, learn from the past, but understand that the teams in 10, 12, and 14 are not going to be replicated. If the next championship team may have some similarities, but they're going to be their own team, and they'll have their own associations in our memories of – you know, what they were.
Listen, I appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.